As we look at, you know, the culture the world's created today with technology and just having to have everything now, everything, and they've kind of with the technology and everything, they kind of created a culture of sin. I mean, to be okay with sin, to be okay with, the television shows they want to come out with nowadays. You can't watch a preview of a television show, a commercial of a television show, or a commercial of a movie without something you don't really want to see or you don't need to see. And and they created that culture for us to be okay with it. And, you know, they're trying to reach our children because it's getting into Disney now. They're just trying to create a culture where everything's okay and all the sin's okay. And they also created a culture of laziness. And because everything's, you know, with the technology and everything today, everything's at your fingertips. I mean, you can get anything you want. You know, you can have your Taco Bell delivered to you, at, you know, and paying $5 for a $10 meal, but you know, you get your groceries shipped to you, you get your online shopping, just everything's right there at your fingertip. And it's created a culture of laziness. And they want to ask where they can't find nobody to work nowadays. I mean, they've created that culture. They've created the culture of laziness. And we look chapter 3 of Colossians and look at verse 23. We see, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, and as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that one of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ." So we see here, as Christians, we want to, I mean, when we do something, we want to put hard work into it. We want to put, you know, put everything into it, because we want to represent Christ when we do something, whether it be our job or whatever it may be. And the way the world's created today is created that culture of laziness. And I mean, laziness is a virus. It's a sickness that's spreading through the world. As we look and see everything that goes on in the world today, and you see that no one creates a work ethic anymore, or nobody has a work ethic anymore. No one instills a work ethic in themselves. And you know, people, they work constant. The people that do work, they work for the dollar, and they don't work for Christ. They don't work. So see, here is, you want to do everything heartily unto the Lord. You want to do not only work for yourself, but for your family, doing His work, Christ's work. You know, doing work to lead your family, doing work to just represent Him, just trying to find something to do to glorify and magnify Him. Trying to find, you know, my dad always said, you know, if we were sitting around doing nothing, he would say, go find something to do. He didn't let us sit around and do anything. And that's, I mean, and a lot of people, you know, the laziness comes from is, you know, parenting, because nobody, you know, parented anymore. It's the lazy way to parent. It's just, hey, just hand them this iPad, just hand them this telephone, just hand them this electronic device. I mean, we saw a couple months back a commercial where, I mean, it was supposed to be a nice story around Christmas, but the parents, the whole entire time, anytime the kids made a noise, they just handed them a device. Just handing them that iPad, handing them that telephone, and they just go on YouTube and watch whatever they want. And there's so much, I mean, there's so much bad on even the kids' YouTube. You really have to protect your kid about, I mean, what they watch on there. There's stuff on even the kids' YouTube. They can get off into anything and everything. I think there was a thing going around where on the kids' YouTube, you'd watch some show. I think it was like Peppa Pig or something like that, and you'd watch it, and in the middle of it, it'd pop up a thing and show them how to kill themselves. And you think, I mean, and to think, parents nowadays take the lazy way out and just hand them kids those devices. And you wonder how kids, you know, mind gets infected the way it does, and the way they create that culture. I mean, the culture of sin and the culture of laziness. I mean, that's where it comes from. It comes from lazy parenting. And I know me, you know, the way. The world works, and the way I see it is, I mean, you know, nobody, you know, when this country was first founded, it was founded on hard work. You think about, you know, all that was created, all this, you know, we started, you know, trains and cars and everything was built. It was built on hard work. Nobody, I mean, no one went the Bernie Sanders way and expected everything to be handed to them. No one expects that. That's why everybody expects it nowadays, but that's not the way it goes. It's not the way the world works. If everything's handed to you, then nothing else gets done. Who's going to do something? And as Christians, we got to step up and say, we're going to do something. Not only, to represent Christ, but to do something to combat and to protect our children. And first importantly, we want to do something to do for his glory and his honor and do his work. He laid down a foundation for him, for us to do his work. And if you turn over to James chapter 1. And 22, James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "But ye do doers of the word and not hearers only, receiving only your own selves." As Christians, we want to work and do his work, the work he set forth, so that, being fishers of men, winning souls, being in the ministry, doing our part with missions. We have nursing home, we have soul winning, we be involved in the ministries of the church, not, being that lazy person that just wants to sit at home and do nothing. If I don't do a good day's work, I don't feel like I accomplished anything. If I don't, like times, where you're sick or something, I feel like I still needed to go to work and do something because I feel like I've accomplished something. And it's funny how a lot of people nowadays, they don't have that in them. They pretty much, I guess, you lay around enough, it just kind of works out of you. It doesn't affect you anymore. Like you're just used to it. You're used to being the lazy person. Well, used to the laziness. And if you want to do something for God, you can't be lazy. He can't use a lazy person. I think Andrew said this a lot of times. God's not going to call a lazy man to do anything for him because he can't use him. He's going to save him, but after that, it's pretty much no use because he can't get nothing out of him. Because he's never going to be there to do anything. Half the time they get saved and they go to church for a little while and then they get lazy and they stop coming to church. They get lazy and they stop showing up for stuff. It's really something that's spread, and it's hard to fathom that people, just want to sit at home and do nothing all day, or even the way they do church nowadays is lazy. You sit at home and watch it on a computer. You sit at home and watch it on your TV. Go stream it on your TV. Because I think it's the way the Church of the Highlands do. They have an online church, like you just stream it online. You have all these TV evangelists that you can watch on Sunday mornings to get your church in. Just sit at home. There ain't no conviction in it. There ain't no, you don't have to get up, and you just stay in your pajamas and have your church the way you want it. And that's kind of the culture with everything they do nowadays is trying to find an easy way out, trying to, provide that laziness. But we work and be doers of his word. You can't be lazy with his word either. You need to be in his word to know what he laid forth you, what he set forth for you to do, and not be lazy about that. A lot of people, they come to church, that's their it. It's like they don't read after Sunday, they don't never open their Bible. And right there, that's another version of laziness. Laziness can affect anything and everything. It can get your mind, it can get your body, it can get everything. It can affect anything and everything, and it can even affect your family. If you look, one thing in says 1 Timothy chapter 5. It says, "But if any man provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and worse than an infidel." And some people do take that and they take it to the extreme and feel like they should work to provide their family more than they should actually be there for their family. That's not the way you got to look at it. You got to look at it as, I got to provide for my family financially, spiritually, and, you know, you got to provide for your family in all the ways that they need. You know, Andrew's going through the family on Wednesday nights now, and a lot of that is providing. You know, you got to provide support for your wife. You know, emotionally, financially, spiritually, be able to support her in all them ways. And if you're lazy, you're not going to be able to do any of that. If you're a lazy bum that's just going to sit there and play video games at 2 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, on the computer searching the internet on something you shouldn't be searching on, or in there doing there's no telling what, won't even get up to go to work in the morning because you were, you know, up late doing something you didn't need to be doing. And I mean, how do you expect to support and provide for your family if you're too lazy to do anything and too lazy, you know, staying up watching TV? You know, go to work, you know, do something, you know, go to bed at a certain time where you go to work, you actually work and do something. Not, you know, you went to bed too late, so you're playing video games the next day, you don't get your work done, and you get fired. I mean, that's the way the world should work. But, you know, we created that culture of laziness where they expect, you know, people come in and he's just on his phone. Yeah. That's about what he does all day. He's on his phone. I mean, they created that culture. I mean, everybody's just sitting there like you'll walk through office sometime and everybody's just sitting there staring at their phone, not even doing their work. And you can look at it. You can walk into Walmart and you'll see, you'll walk down the aisle, guy's so sweet stuck and he's sitting there on his phone. I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, it's come this far and the technology and everything's created that culture of laziness as much as it has. You know, it is a good tool, you know, for everything it does, but at a certain point it creates that culture of laziness where nobody knows what a hard day's work is. No one knows how to work. No one knows, you know, everybody's wanting to, you know, do everything right there at their fingertips and not even, I mean, heck, I have an easy job, which it's a little emotionally, you know, draining of the mind or whatever, but sitting at a desk, I mean, it's not that hard. I can't sit at my desk for 2 hours and, you know, do my work without staring at my phone for 15 minutes. I mean, that's kind of the culture it's created. And anyway, back to the family, and, you know, you got to support your own family, not only financially, like that says, but also spiritually. If you look at, let's see. First Peter chapter 3. And look at verse 7. It says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife and to the weaker vessel, and being heirs to the gather of grace of life, that your prayers not hindered. And that's, I mean, that's right here. It's, I mean, being there to not only support your family or your wife financially, but supporting them spiritually, being able to, you know, lead them along spiritually. And if you're lazy and not in your Bible like you're supposed to, that's just the same as you not going to work. I mean, as a Christian, you should be able to learn the Bible and know the Bible and be able to let them know about the Bible if they have questions. And, you know, get in there and be able to study the Bible. And same thing with your family. Doing devotions with your kid is more important than anything. You're doing devotions with your kid, that instills that in their mind, that, you know, the Bible in their mind. And you talk about doing devotions, you know, If you're not doing devotions, then more than likely it's going to be a little bit harder for them to get saved. If they're just getting their spiritual food, I mean, they're not going to get, you know, that thick cut of meat that we might have to try to study out and stuff. But you can get them little things, you know, little Bible verses, little stuff that they can dissect. And it creates that stuff in their mind that they'll never forget. And if you're doing devotions, more than likely they're going to start asking questions. They're going to ask questions like, you know, how does you know, ask about Jesus, you know, ask about how to get saved, they're going to ask them questions. If you're never doing devotions, you never, you know, study, you're never showing them the Bible, they're never going to ask them questions. And your laziness affects them, and your laziness affects them, and they're never going to get saved. Your laziness sent them to hell. I mean, if you don't get the worth of it to just do devotions for 5 minutes, I mean, and not only that, you know, instilling, you know, one thing, the two things you can instill most in your kids is one is the Bible and two is a work ethic. Because as they get older, that's the two things they're going to need most, God and a work ethic. They don't need college. College isn't going to do them any good if they don't have a work ethic. If they go to some company and they don't know how to work, they're not going to sit there and work like they're supposed to. They're not going to keep that job anyway. So, and they're probably not going to, if they're lazy and you don't instill a work ethic in them, they're not going to get through college anyway. I mean, that's the two things you can instill is a work ethic. The Bible and a work ethic. I know when I was growing up, I didn't get Bible. My family didn't. We didn't go to church. We went to church maybe Christmas and Easter, and that was it. Excuse me. But one thing my dad did, he always instilled a work ethic in me. Maybe not my brother, but he did me. I don't know what happened with my brother. Anyway, he always get me out there. You know, I have to pick up trash in the yard if the dogs got into it. And I always have to, you know, mow grass, weed eat. I have to do something. I always find something to do, clean them, make sure my room's clean. I had to do something. I wasn't going to be sitting there watching TV or just sitting there laying in bed. I was going to be doing something. And my dad, I mean, and that same thing. And one thing, reason I worked so hard, I feel like I have a work ethic because I seen him have a work ethic too. He was always doing something. I've seen him go to work on just about a broke foot. I mean, I've seen him go to work, you know, sick. I've seen him, you know, never miss a day of work. And I've seen that work ethic in him and it instilled it in me. And that's one thing. It's like, if I have a good work ethic, I'm going to instill it in my kids. If they see me go to work every day and they see me out there working on stuff, they're gonna have that same work ethic. If they see me working for God and going out soul winning and going out, you know, to the nursing home, they see me doing work for God, that's gonna instill them in there to do work for God. And as parents, that's something you really gotta work hard to do, is to instill those qualities in your kids. Because them, the two qualities you need is, you know, them to see you reading the Bible. If they never see you reading the Bible, they're not really gonna bother reading the Bible either. I mean, it's like the commercial that says, or no, it wasn't a commercial, it was something I saw. It said, well, your kid reads a lot. Why does he read so much? Because he sees me read. I mean, if they see you reading in the Bible, they're eventually gonna want to read the Bible just like you. They copy the habits of their parents. And if you give them the habit of laziness, you're not gonna raise the kids you want. And I mean, the biggest thing is being an example for Christ. I mean, not only be an example for your kids, be an example for Christ. Because if you go into that job and you're being lazy, you're not representing Christ like you need to. You need to represent Christ by having a work ethic, being one of the only ones there to, you know, do things that no one else, you know, work on. Say, I know sometimes we have testing on Saturdays. I'm always telling them, it's like, you know, as long as church, I don't have like soul winner or something like that, I'm always for them. It's like, I'll do it. It ain't but a 1 or 2 hours on a Saturday. That ain't nothing. I mean, you know, I want to set my part of self. I want to provide like a worth ethic. When I'm there, I don't want to see them walk up to me and they just staring at my phone for 30 minutes. I want to see them, you know, me getting my stuff together and having everything, you know, together and being able to, like today at work, you know, they brought me in, they bragged on me, and I got a promotion, praise God. And they just done, you know, they talked about how good I'm doing, and I don't care how good I'm doing. I just want to represent him. That's all that really matters, is just representing him. And also, I want to go into this. You know, the biggest thing of laziness is a big part of laziness, procrastination, putting things off. You know, I'll go soul winning next Saturday, or I'll hand some people tracks next Saturday, or I'll see him another time. I'll give him a track another time. I'll give him a track tomorrow. You know, we don't always think we have that time. You know, that if we look Genesis chapter 5. All right. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created them and blessed them and called their name Adam. And the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years and begat his son his own likeness after his image and called him Seth. The days of Adam after he begot Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived, there were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived and begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Melil. And Canaan lived after he begat Melil 840 years and begat sons and daughters. I'm not going to go any further, but if you see, it's just genealogy. It's, you know, you live and you die. If you look, I was looking at Ecclesiastes earlier this week, and I was looking, and Solomon was talking about how, you know, he was at a gloom point in his life, but he was talking about you live and you die, you live and you die. And right here it points out you live and you die. But we're going to leave this earth one way or another. We're not going to be on this earth forever. We don't have the time that we think we do to do work for God. We don't think, you know, this coronavirus, it could get us. It could get us. But anyway, you don't think you'd have the time that you do. You could die in a car wreck. People die every single day. And you think you have time to do work for God. You think you have time to give them people the soul, the tracks. They're going to die and go to hell without you, because they're going to die too eventually. You look at this genealogy. People live and die every day in this world. And you think you have time to win their souls. You think you have time to do work for God, but you never know. And you look at it, and you just hope if you're hoping you've done enough, you know, to lay some treasures in God, then you need to do more, because you can always do more to lay your treasures up in heaven. You can work hard as you can to lay your treasures here on earth and get that dollar, but it ain't gonna matter much once you get to heaven if you don't have any treasures to lay up for him, because I'd be severely embarrassed to walk up, see him, see them nail heart scarred hands, and be able to not give anything to him, not have anything to give him at the end of the day. I want to be able to give something to him. You know, I don't want to be up there embarrassed not to give him some kind of treasures. All right.